Hello, I'm Phil Svitek, 360 Creative Coach, and as a major update in my life, I have completed my second feature film. That's right, it is completely done. And so I want to use that as a jumping off point because as that journey has ended, another one begins, and that is getting it out to audiences and having people see it, right, through the film festival circuit and so forth. And it's kind of like a 360 experience because much like with the crowdfunding that we did to raise funds for the movie, it's a similar experience in that anytime you want to get people to whether donate money or show up to an event, be prepared mentally that it's going to be a grind. It really is. You're going to have to really work towards notifying people in all the various ways, right? Through social media. And that means all kinds of social media, you know, just even on Instagram, Instagram posts, Instagram stories, Instagram reels, all these different things. Also just even sending posts to people as DMs and adding a little message to it, right? There's all these factors of, you know, the macro being just flooding social media in essence and making people aware. And then the micro is following up with people and making it individual, right? So the first step kind of just puts it in the consciousness of people. The second is now like really formalizing it for them specifically, right? And so in terms of the macro, right? Social media, right? So Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, YouTube, all this stuff, right? Everything that is available to you, be posting on it, right? And making people aware of this thing. Or also, you know, through email and text and so forth, right? Or mailing list, that's another one, right? So these are what I would call the macro. And that's how, by and large, I've, you know, been spreading the word about our premiere screening on June 20th. If you like that information, by the way, it's down below. But the point being that, you know, it takes a massive effort just to create that stuff. But that alone, you know, yes, it can convert a few people here and there. But really, it's going to be that micro individual touch that really drives it home. And because, you know, through my journey, what I've learned is people are well-intentioned, but just the sheer volume of information that exists within the world vying for everyone's attention, it's really difficult, right? And even well-intentioned people, they just misconstrue the information because they remember it a different way. And so it's always having that individual follow-up and reminder and so forth and doing it in a way that's not ultimately pushy, but you want to be, you know, you want to see the person, right? And so, for example, if I know someone is very much into spirituality and so forth, well, my movie does deal with a lot of that stuff. And so I try to personalize a message to that person, be like, hey, I know you're really into spirituality. You know, I know like Michael Singer is a person that you absolutely love, blah, blah, blah. You know, I think this movie has a lot of those sort of teachings that I think you would enjoy, yada, 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 right? So making that customization is really important in order for people to receive that and resonate with that, right? You don't want to just send a generic message of like, hey, I'm having this movie, hope you can come, you know? Because people can suss that out. It's no different than when you apply to jobs via a generic cover letter or when you apply for film festivals with a generic cover letter or just anything in general, right? If you're querying a book, whatever it may be, people suss out that generic vibe when you're just like, but when you add a personalization to it, then it's like, oh, this was meant for me and he really does care. And that's the thing of it, is it's a lot of hard work to get people to show up to things, at least from my experience. Maybe you have a different experience, right? And power to you. But in my experience, you have to really get that to that granular level. And, you know, now for me, at the time of this, I'm a week away from the premiere of my newest feature film, A Bogota Trip, right? Which is playing at the Cinemark in Los Angeles at the Howard Hughes Center at 7:30 on June 20th. And like I said, in the description box, there's the link to get the tickets. But for your benefit, if you're just listening, tinyurl.com/abogatatrip. That's the link, tinyurl.com/abogatatrip. And you can click on that. Now, it's part of the Marina del Rey Festival, so it'll have all the other movies there. If you just search for A Bogota Trip, you will find the, you know, and be able to get tickets for our movie. But the point is, as we enter this final week before the premiere, I'm doing what's called a full court press. So, like I said, I'm doing all the social media posts, all the emails, the texts, and so forth. But I'm also even just something as simple as, you know, old school flyers, right? So I got the flyers printed out, which has our poster, but as well as like the basic information about the screening, right? And then on the flip side, it has information about, okay, what's the story? Who are the lead actors? You know, who wrote it? Who produced it? A big draw of this is that it features music by a very famous Colombian band. So I put that. It has the runtime so people know that, okay, you know, how long is this thing? And then, you know, because it's become so second nature to me by having watched certainly like The Apprentice show and just, you know, other competition shows where pitches and so forth are required, contact information, right? So that's all included. So that way, you know, when it's handed out to people, they have it. And it's for the benefit of people who might just want to see the movie, but also people, you know, that are in the business, agents, managers, distributors, whoever it may be, right? So it has all that information for them right there. And so, yes, much like I'm flooding, you know, social media and so forth, now anywhere I go, I will be taking this with me. You know, I play soccer on Tuesday nights. I'm going to be handing out to all my fellow soccer players and be like, hey, would love for you to come. You know, boom, here's this information. And the nice part about, you know, this is that the back with all that information is white. So I can, you know, also write on there other, you know, if they have any questions or whatever it may be. And it's big, right? So it's all legible, but at the same time, they can fold it up, put it in their pocket, whatever. So, and, you know, there's also a kickoff event this week for the Marina del Rey Festival. And so I'll be bringing those there. It's essentially like my version of a business card, right? And when you talk to a lot of people that have been successful in the film festival circuit, that's very helpful, right? So there's that aspect of it. Also, just kind of creating, you know, public events, right? You know, Facebook events is a great way to get people, you know, on board, or any of those other sort of versions that exist, you know, like Evites and so forth, not necessarily through Facebook, but just those in general. That's another great way. And likewise, as part of my full court press, the thing that, you know, I was maybe going to take some time off, but I was like, you know what, let me do this and just, it'll be done. I'm pushing for a trailer. Now, whether or not I'll actually get a trailer completed before the premiere screening remains to be seen, but I think I can, you know, and that would be great to also have that as part of this marketing push and get people excited to go see it, and so forth, right? So in that sense, it really is what I'm calling a full court press of just, you know, hitting people over the head, not in a gratuitous way, but just letting the information be out there so they know, because, you know, even though people see these things, it's funny how it just, you know, again, we're just so inundated that it just doesn't resonate. And so, you know, just these friendly reminders and so forth, until they like outright say like, hey, I'm going, I got my ticket, great. Then like, they're essentially off my list at that point, right? And the reason, you know, in terms of why I'm doing it in this way is because, A, it took a lot of hard work for me to complete, right? And I'm going to talk about that, the final leg of this journey in a longer vlog that I've been sort of putting off just because there's been all this other stuff, but I will talk about that. But more importantly, none of this would be possible without the work of, you know, the other cast and crew members that were involved, quite literally, you know? And their talent is on full display, and so I want to make sure that's honored, you know, at this premiere. And so I want to fill asses. I want to get asses in seats, right? And by hell or high water, that's what I'm going to do. You know, it took a lot of effort to make this movie, and by hell or high water, I will get asses in those seats for that premiere, so people can enjoy it and see the hard work that, you know, is on screen, right? You know, I hope for you it's a little bit easier. I do. But from my experience and from talking with various other people, this is sort of what it takes, you know? And rather than shy away from it, you know, if you can learn to embrace it, be creative with it, then I think you'll get the results that you're looking for. But you know, sending one tweet or one Instagram post, unfortunately, just from past experience and observation, is not going to cut it in terms of the results that you would be hoping for. So embrace the work and you'll see the results, you know, and that's just another part of the journey of being an artist, for better or worse, right? Is the promotional aspect. So I hope this helps you to sort of help structure, you know, your promotion, whether it is, you know, an event, whether it's a crowdfund, whatever it may be. And, you know, best of luck.